God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Solomon. Hello, fatherless boys. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well in the name and power of Jesus Christ. Jesus, our Lord and Savior King. Jesus, who went to the cross for us and suffered greatly, more than we could ever know or understand. Jesus, who rose from the grave on the third day, he defeated death, and later he ascended to heaven after hundreds of people saw him alive on earth. Praise the Lord Jesus. How would you like to believe in Jesus today? How would you like to believe in him? Oscar, our puppet friend, what do we know about salvation?
Bobby, hi, fatherless boys. Salvation, it's really simple. Yes. You just ask Jesus to forgive your sins, you know, the things you've done that are wrong, and then you believe in him. That's all. And you tell everybody he's your Lord and Master. Salvation. Then you can live forever with Jesus. Make sure you really mean it in your heart, though. Don't just say it, but really mean it, because your life will be changed forever. Amen.
Oh, thanks, Oscar. What a great explanation of believing in Jesus. John 3:16, the Gospel of John in the New Testament from the Holy Bible, verse 16 of chapter 3 says that God so loved the world, he loved the world so much that he gave us his one and only Son. That's Jesus. That whoever believes in Jesus will not perish. That means that they will not die forever, but they will have eternal life. They will live forever with God. With God. They will live forever, and they will be with God in heaven when Jesus comes back to reign on earth, and they will be in the new heaven and the new earth. Yes, with God forever, eternal life, and with all of his saints, with all of his believers, we will be, those of us who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we're willing to say, yes, I know I've done wrong things. I know I have sinned against you, God, but I now believe in Jesus because I need a Savior. Amen. Now, I want to talk about
Bobby. I want to say something here.
Oh, Oscar, I'm sorry that I didn't talk to you more about this. Go ahead.
I just want to say, fatherless boys, Jesus can help you in your lives and take away your anger and things that are no good. Just come to him. Okay, Bobby, back to you.
Oh, Oscar, that is so important because I know you were a very angry teenager. Very angry and even young boy, weren't you?
Yep. Even like at young as 6 and 8 years old, I was so angry. And when I came to Jesus when I was in my late teens, the Christian camp that the Christian men took me to with the other fatherless boys, and we got saved there. It was so beautiful. And then right away, the Holy Spirit started taking away my anger.
The Holy Spirit? Did you say the Holy Spirit, Oscar?
Yep. That's God's Spirit. He works within you when you believe in Jesus.
Oh, how cool.
Yep. He can fix all your problems, you know.
Does that mean that we won't ever have problems?
No way. Come on, Bobby, you know better. But it means that he can fix them for you.
Oh, whoo! Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen, amen.
I want to talk about something new. Something new that we haven't really spoken about on the radio very much. And I want to kind of hone in on this. It's about Jesus' plan for fatherless boys. And I want to say especially to the single mom widows raising the fatherless boys, the fatherless boys themselves, and especially, like double especially, triple especially, for the Christian men that are listening that can actually mentor fatherless boys, boys that don't have their fathers. Remember, they don't need women to mentor them. They're already being raised by a mom or grandma or an auntie, but there's no man in their lives. They need a Christian man to mentor them. What about Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? What's his plan for fatherless boys? What does Jesus have for fatherless boys? What does he want for us to do? You know, in Isaiah 1:17, it says to learn to do right, defend the fatherless. We're to defend the fatherless, yep. And it says in James 1:27 that it is pure religion to visit the fatherless in their affliction, in their trouble. Oh, there's a lot of fatherless boys, even that have grown up to be men now, and they've never really walked into to the steps of Jesus. They never have lived yet in the plan of Jesus for their lives. What does Jesus have for fatherless boys? What is his plan for fatherless boys? I ask you, my Christian brothers, and I don't care how young or old you are, just I want to know, what is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? You know, it says in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. What is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? What are we supposed to train them up in the way that they should go? What are those things? Yes, the gospel. Yes, about the ways of the Lord, the scripture verses, the word of the Lord, to train them up as an example, be an example to them. Yes. What is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? This is really important, and this is something that I personally heard in prayer just the other night about this radio show, that we talk about what is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys. Would it be to become a Christian man? Would it be to be a leader in society, a leader in the world? Would it be to be an elder in the church, or a leader in the church, or just a helper in the church? What is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? Is it maybe that he should worship God, that the fatherless boy should learn to love and worship God, of course, and to love and his neighbor and help his neighbor? Well, the scriptures say that. What is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? My Christian brother, do you know any fatherless boys?
Bobby, I know some.
Oscar, you know a lot of fatherless boys because you help them, don't you? You even help a lot on the radio. What is the plan of our Savior, our Lord and Shepherd, our Savior King, Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah? What is his plan for fatherless boys? Is it to grow up angry the way Oscar did?
No, please.
What is his plan for fatherless boys? Is it to be hooked into pornography, drugs, alcohol? Is it to be a gang member, a violent person?
Bobby, please, that hurts.
What is it, a plan from Jesus for fatherless boys? I'm asking my Christian brothers to respond. I want you to respond to text or call this number, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, 800-787, Oscar?
5044, yep.
What is Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? We had some responses from our last radio show, and one I want to share with you. There was a young man who contacted us several times to let us know his name, and that he became fatherless when he was very, very young. Now, if I remember right, it was like at 2 months, and now he's a young man, and he just wanted to share just that only. I'd like to know more about this young man. I'd like to know more about him and to even maybe get his testimony for the radio. And we're still looking for testimonies for the radio. It could be from fatherless boys or grown men that were fatherless. I would like to hear your testimonies. It could be from any man, really, and it could be from anybody. But Christian men, I want to encourage the other Christian men and fatherless boys with your testimonies, and I want to hear from you, please. God has given this question something new for this radio show today. Here it is. What about Jesus' plan for fatherless boys? What is his plan for fatherless boys? Come on. You can call or text. Oscar?
Yep, Bobby, it's 800. Let's see, where's that? Oh, yeah, 787-5054. No, 800-787-5044. 5044, yep.
Okay, just for clarity.
Yep.
800-787-5044. You can text or you can call that number. What is Jesus Christ's plan? Yeshua Messiah, his plan for fatherless boys. Call or text 800-787-5044. You can also contact us through the website. That's mentorme.org, mentorme.org. And look around the website. It's pretty cool. There's some neat things on it. Very neat things, matter of fact. And you can find our Facebook page by going to the website. So, mentorme.org, mentorme.org. Prayer. Prayer for fatherless boys. Prayer for fatherless boys. And we have somebody here just to ask about prayer today. Bobby, thank you. Johnny Blueheart's here. Johnny, what about prayer? It's so important. Oh, please call for prayer for your fatherless boys. Thank you, Bobby. Call for prayer or text for prayer for your fatherless boys in the name and power of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Yes, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Let's pray for fatherless boys across this nation, USA, and across the world. Across the world. Let's pray for fatherless boys in the name of Jesus Christ. Power in his name. Oh, power in his name. Now, prayer. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for fatherless boys. Let's pray. What is prayer? What does Jesus have a plan for fatherless boys? Will they pray someday? Will they pray for others? For others, I say. Will they pray for other people?
Bobby, I pray.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. Bobby, I pray a lot. Yes, Johnny, I know you do. My brothers and sisters in Christ, may we please pray for fatherless boys. Let's have their names, their ages, where they're from, or give me any information. Give us any information, and we'll pray. We'll pray with our prayer teams for fatherless boys. Call or text. Johnny?
Thank you, Bobby. 800-787-50. Yes, 44.
That's right. 800-787-5044. Train up a child in the way he should go.
When he is old, he will not depart from it.
Proverbs 22:6. Yep.
Hey, everyone, let's pray for these fatherless boys. They need it. And let's find out what Jesus' plan is for them. In the power of Jesus, Christian man, give us a call. Give us a call. 800-787-5044. Amen.
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 God bless you all. Isaiah 1:17 says to learn to do right and to defend the fatherless, to defend the cause of the fatherless. Let's do that this year for Christmas. Let's really come in their defense and show them the love of Jesus Christ. Let's defend them from the world, from the evil one, from sin, by sharing the gospel with fatherless boys for Christmas. Let's have a party for them, a gathering for them, their fatherless sisters, their single mother widow moms and grandmothers. Let's do something for fatherless boys and the single mom families to defend them, Isaiah 1:17, for Christmas. We could do it at our churches. We can do it in the family room. We could do it at the park. We could do it at a restaurant. Let's have some food, gifts, prizes, the gospel, music, Bibles, and let's lead them to Jesus Christ. Amen.